Today is the 15th of March. Welcome to Heart of Worship. I'm JC May, and it is an honor to have you here with me on this beautiful day. So apologies that this is coming out later than planned. I overslept this morning, so I thought I would do this while my daughter is taking a nap, which she currently is. So we're going to go ahead and pick up from where we left off yesterday, and we're going to continue in the name of Jesus. We're going to continue in that powerful name. And so with all that said, our verse of the day, family, comes from Hebrews 2 verse 14. And it says this: since the children have flesh and blood, he too share in their humanity, so that by his death he might destroy him who holds the power of death, that is, the devil. And so, Almighty God, thank you for sending Jesus to be like us and live amongst people like us. As we think of your sacrifice and his love, we are overwhelmed to insignificance, and we then realize that Jesus has now made us your child, and Jesus is now our older brother. Father, some days, Abba Father, it is hard for us to wait for our family reunion. Until that great reunion, please use us to help others know about your family, your gift, and your son. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen and amen. And so this week we have been looking at the powerful name of Jesus. And we are about to round off this week by proclaiming that powerful name. And so today I'm not really going to say much, but instead I want you to reflect on the name of Jesus. I want you to cry out on the name of Jesus, and I want you to never forget that that name conquered death. That name conquered death. And because of that, we can now say that death no longer has its hooks in us or its hold on us, because our big brother has defeated it and has gone to prepare our place at the Father's side. I don't know what it is that the devil is dangling over your head like it's some form of ransom. I want you to know that our Jesus Christ has paid it all, and that he hides you behind his cross. His blood speaks louder than words. So all I want you to do over the next 5 minutes is just take that time to send up your aroma of worship to your King, the King of glory. So I just want to kind of give a short testimony about, you know, how that name has been so relevant in our lives. At some point last year, we were going through a lot as a family, to the point where, you know, we were about to be evicted. And I remember saying to God, you know, God, I trust you, Jesus. I trust you, Jesus. Whatever it is that you need to teach me in this moment, you know, I trust you. And at the time, you know, my daughter was young, and this, our landlord was asking us to move out within 4 weeks. But thank God for wisdom, and thank God for his name. Because he directed my steps in ways that I could never ever have imagined. To cut the long story short, you know, we were told we were meant to be out within 4 weeks. But we managed to get an extension for 12 weeks because our landlord hadn't done something. And even with that, our landlord was now accusing us of owing over 6 months' rent. And so we literally had to go to an adjudicator to get it overturned. And to God be the glory. February this year, I believe I received it just after our first worship service. We received an email saying that we had won the case against our landlord. Oh, God. It was such a trying moment for me because I could have lashed out at any moment. But all I kept saying was, Jesus, Jesus, I leave this situation into your hands. I leave this situation into your hands because... left to my doing, Father God, my mouth will run. And I'm saying all this to say this. That even in your weakest moments, and even in your trying times, the moment you cry out that name, Jesus, something happens. Something happens because there is something about that name. So when I want to use that to encourage you today, that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against you shall fall, all because of that name. Not only did my family and I find a bigger place for my daughter, but now we are believing God that we will no longer be renters, but we will be owners. And I don't know why I needed to share that with you today, but I just pray that it encourages you as we worship together. Yes to your will, and yes to your way. We are grateful for that name. We are grateful for the name Jesus. We are grateful and honored to be associated with that name. Almighty God, thank you for your sacrifice. That is your Son, Jesus. 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 So our prayer this week is, how we praise and magnify the lovely name of Jesus. who set aside the glory he had in heaven with the Father before the world was made, to come to earth and be born as man, so that through his perfect life and sacrificial death, sinners such as us may be redeemed from the pit of destruction, forgiven of our sins, and have peace with the God the Father. Thank you that you have made yourself of no reputation and were born as a humble slave so that you can live a perfect life and become the sinless sacrifice for the sin of the whole world, so that through his perfect life and sacrificial death, sinners such as us may be redeemed from the pit of destruction, forgiven of our sins, and have peace with the God the Father. Thank you that you have made yourself of no reputation and were born as a humble slave so that you can live a perfect life and become the sinless sacrifice for the sin of the whole world. Thank you that you are the propitiation for our sins and that by believing in you, we have been returned into sweet fellowship with the Father. Dear Jesus, you alone deserve all our honor and glory and worship and praise. And we confess you as our Lord and Savior now and forevermore. Praise your holy name. This we pray in your precious name. Amen and amen and amen. So if you are new here on Heart of Worship, welcome to the family. If you want to reach out to me personally, I am on Instagram at JC May. And I want to thank you for joining this particular movement. If this has blessed you, if you have been touched by this podcast or anything that we have released over on Heart of Worship, please share and please spread the word, and just let people know that there is a tool or resource out there that will help them get closer to God through their worship and through their expression of worship. So that's it from us this week. May flowers always line your path and sunshine light your day. May songbirds serenade you every step along the way. May a rainbow run beside you in a sky that's always blue. And may happiness fill your heart each day your whole life through. Until Monday, I love you guys. Stay blessed. Bye.